Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Got a little breaking news for you there, Sully. It's not really breaking news. I don't need the music. Just wanted to pass along. All right. I wanted to pass along a comment from noted general manager of my New York Yankees, Brian Cashman, regarding baseball this year. Quote, I don't represent the players or the Players Association. There are a lot of hurdles everyone's trying to navigate. Certainly finding common ground appropriately with the players is one of them. The Commissioner of Baseball and his team are having frank negotiations with that. I am optimistic. Where there's a will, there's a way. We're all in this trying to find a way to get up and running. I trust all leadership involved will find a way within our industry, just like everyone's doing in their respective industries. It doesn't promise anything, but I am optimistic. I am optimistic. Listen, the other thing, too, did you see there's a report? Bob Nightingale was doing a TV show saying he thinks it's 90-10. Yep. There will be baseball.
Yeah, which is a bold thing to say.
You do what you want. Oh, by the way, breaking news. ESPN threw Booger McFarland out on the street. He's out of Monday Night Football.
Dude, there's so much talk about that right now. Who should be the next Monday Night booth?
Can I buy the Booger Crane? Like, where's that thing? Is that thing for sale?
I know. That thing was sweet. Love that thing.
Right along. Well, here's the deal, Tess. Team A has got to score more points than Team B if they're going to win this game. Back to you, Tess.
That broadcast last year had to have been one of the worst broadcasts I've ever
seen. Oh, my God.
Like, sir, I'm not trying to be
a jerk, it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse if they give it to Steve Levy, who looks half in the bag every time he's broadcasting.
There's no way they
could. Okay.
Well, they're supposed to.
I've seen his name linked with it.
They couldn't get Al Michaels. They tried to hire him away.
No, they tried to trade for him.
Trade for him. You've heard. I mean, my God,
that'd be awesome if we could trade, like, radio hosts and stuff, and, like, stations could rebuild by trading their best guy and getting a bunch of prospects and open budget room and stuff. That'd be sick.
Peyton Manning's name. I'll tell you what.
Alan Peyton would have been the home run.
Yes.
The names to get thrown around, though, too, are actually Orlovsky and Burleson.
Oh, God.
Have been thrown around.
Who's Orlovsky's agent? Find me Orlovsky's agent.
Look.
I got to give that guy a call.
Burleson and Louis Riddick.
I'm kidding. I love my guy. My point is, Orlovsky stinks, and he's getting all these gigs. His agent's got to be good.
Looks like he's CAA.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, he's CAA.
Yes. If you want to be on television and sports, CAA is where you go. They got the hitters out there. TV's your thing.
Is there a pairing for Monday night you'd actually want? I mean, it can't get any worse than last year, that's for sure.
A pairing that I want? Yeah, Mike Tirico.
Well, yeah.
With a dirty sock. Mike Tirico with a hot dog.
I'm seeing the most.
Mike Tirico with an empty paper plate next to him. Yes, I would hire Mike Tirico away from NBC. I would pay him $20 million a year. Why is Mike Tirico wasting away? Al Michaels just refuses to go away. The guy's 100. I just pay Tirico whatever he wants. I write him a blank check. Come home.
Here are the names. Steve Levy, for sure. Always mentioned.
Just, hey, do me a favor. Steve Levy, full stop. I'm out.
This is automatic mute button. This is for play-by-play. It's Levy, Chris Fowler, and Dave Pasch.
Oh, God.
And for the color,
David
commentators.
Pasch.
Here's the color commentators, the most likely, according to USA Today. Peyton Manning, Randy Moss.
Louis Riddick.
Orlovsky, Riddick, Kurt Warner.
I'm out.
They have some wild cards. Nate Burleson, Pat McAfee, Chris Berman.
I don't, of course.
I got to be honest. This industry, the broadcast industry with television for games, is so devoid of talent, it's not even funny. But this is what happens when you only hire guys from Syracuse.
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
Like, honestly, like, every guy they're hiring right now is wallpaper because they go to Syracuse and they get turned into robots. It's the school of Newhouse different. They have this monotone Joe Davis presentation. I can't take it.
See, and I
cannot take it.
I know I'm not getting Tirico, so I guess I'm stuck with whatever play-by-play they decide to get.
Just pay Mike whatever he wants.
They're not doing that. But in the booth, I want a three-man booth. I want Burleson in there, and I want Riddick in
there.
That's what I want.
I'm going to text him.
Yes.
I'll give you a 10% shot I get an answer back. I'm just going to text him. If ESPN offered you $20 million a year, would you take
it? Well, see, my belief
Love
is...
Mike.
My belief is the reason why they deny the Al Michaels trade is because he's going to retire at the end of the season. That's my belief. Yeah. And that he wants to retire.
And then Mike takes over.
And then Mike takes over.
Plus, yeah. I don't want to lose Mike on horse racing because I think he does a very nice job. And I know secretly, and I talked to him about this last year, secretly he's starting to like it. He don't want anybody to know that.
Oh.
He's starting to like the game.
He's not.
That's right.
There's no way.
Look, I'm just trying to make the Tirico's money. I'm trying to get him a $20 million offer. He can't be mad at me.
Pat McAfee, a lot of people are texting in. They want him for the Monday night broadcast.
Interesting.
I mean, he's new. He's new age. We had him on the podcast. Mike,
I like it. We've interviewed him. I think he's a genuinely good guy. Yeah. I think it was interesting at the start, but unfortunately, it didn't develop. He didn't get better. Yeah, I'm kind of good on that. And ESPN lost his broadcast partner, short dude.
Here's a great one.
He's like 4 feet tall. The guy he did the college games with. He was very short, very, very little man.
Was it Adam Amin?
I think it's Adam Amin.
Yeah, something like that. Here's a great pairing, though. I want Peyton and Eli both in the booth together at the same time to break stuff down on Monday
night. You could sit there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. The two of them might be able to enunciate 8 words.
Oh, my God.
You put people
and
to
honestly,
sleep.
And honestly, all jokes aside, there actually are a lot of texts coming in saying that Dan Orlovsky is really good on TV and would be a good color commentator for Monday night.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of people. I know Stoney's one of them who think that Orlovsky's actually really
good.
Besides
what?
The Stafford bias, that he's really good.
Hold on. If anyone's opinion means nothing when it comes to is somebody good at their job, it's Mike Stone. Stoney likes everybody. Hey, Mike, what'd you think of Joseph Stalin? He wasn't bad. Hey, Mike, what do you think of Satan? Misunderstood. Not a bad guy. They could put Bernie Lomax on the broadcast, dead in a chair in a zip-up. You know, he's a good listener. Stoney likes everybody.
He does, but I can never... I think there are, Mike, and I'd be interested to see if people text this in right now, too, as we're talking about it. I think there are actually a lot of people who think Orlovsky is good, besides, like, the Lions bias.
No, you know why they think he's good? Here's the dirty secret. They think he's good because he's loyal to Matt and loyal to the team, and he does a website hit for them. That's why they think Orlovsky's good. If Dan didn't put a Lions polo on and say nice things about the team, they'd say this guy sucks. That's how stupid people are.
And he's been getting a ton. I mean, David, every time we look up on ESPN in here, he's getting a ton of TV time on every show, it seems. He's all over the place now.
All right, Mike, it's a pandemic. There's only so many guys on the Rolodex who have the ESPN setup at home.
No,
are they going to call? Ghostbusters?
My point is that I actually do think that ESPN is so high on him that I wouldn't be stunned if they tried to put him in the booth or something like that. despite if we like
it. No, they can try it. They can try it. It just doesn't move the needle. Monday Night Football needs to be for accomplished broadcasters. Period.
Right.
That's the pinnacle. That's the gem. That's why Tessitore and Booger failed. You need big timers. You need people that when you hear their voice, you know it's Monday Night Football. Just like Sunday Night Football. You know it's Sunday Night Football. I've been waiting all night for Sunday night.
The slide in. Best part of the broadcast. Collinsworth slide for sure.
Whatever, dude.
The best.
That's all I'm trying to say. 248-539-9797. Let's get a blitz in the mix. You got me all upset.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.